the case they're making, being proactive, according to the church. And that's it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Before news night, we get into That's My Opinion with Nana and Sakwa. But Ruth, eno ajua amankwa nyamia dum, eno baroni, ushers us into that.
But mostly when people are calling, like talking about rappers, they will just mention the guy's name and they just put us in a box. But whether male or female, we are all rappers.
Never hold your tongue, speak your mind, and speak your mind.
Yeah. Keep working hard, no recognition.
She has been in the news the last few days, embroiled in a lyrical beef with musicians Sister Fia and Freda Rhymes. But away from that, the 28-year-old who calls herself Africa's finest female rap musician has been around.
Growing up, I never battled girls, like I was always battling boys. And even right now, I still rock the stages with men, like.
The Tema-based rapper's strength is in combining the tree with some pigeon. Her songs contain a great deal of wordplay.
No she gave me more. I'm like the mother of all rappers.
When asked who she looks up to, this is what she told Abeku Santana.
When it comes to female rap, there, Meshameho, Miss Bell was there, Abiwanana was there. But when it comes to rap, there, I look up to myself.
Her 2014 hit single, Tonga, drew attention and received a lot of commercial airplay. Since she burst onto the scene sometime in 2012, Eno Baroni has released more than 20 singles with some key collaborations with Sarkodie, Medical, Yapono, Abriwanana, Wendy Shea, Kwabua, among others. In the last few days alone, she has dropped Rap Goddess.
I never went from interview to interview, bragging to the world that I'm the best, and that is how I became the king of friends.
Arguments done.
The station with the
best music.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Keep the frequency clear.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Awuvi from North Kaneshi actually beat Majua from West Hills on the roll call. Good evening, Majua. You are there representing live. Bright Faculty, Akwase and Nkoko, and my favorite name of all time, Odute Ni Odute, representing from Motown. Sean Awudi, Ralph and Frida Quay in Dansoman. Vincent Ofori in Ada. It's been a while since I heard this track. Well, quickly get your name on the list so that we move on. It's 0244-340-437. Ernest Abu Ernesto listening from Adabraka. Promise in Pantang, I haven't seen you. Randy representing in Tema. Papa and Saint Teshi Nungwa Estate. Jesse in Sakumono. Dede Nadringano, I see you. Pascal. Gustav in Adenta, I see you. Ernest Carlos Mayers inside Oyarifa. Selom Kosi, you are at Esuchare. Emmanuel Ajete, Teshi Greater Estates. Emmanuel Asiedu, you tuned in. Ernest from Teshi. Kofi Ndansua Saforo of Frafraha. Looking forward to a great show. Kujawu, I see you. Nes Kolebu, Malik in Adenta, I see you. Nana Ano Amehia, I see you. Eugenia Sintimedi, I see you. Mami Ajua in Coftown, I see you. Ephraim Koku in Ashali Botwe. Hello, Nana, good evening. I'm Esther Efuajem Fuada Kumana Kra. Hello, Nana. It's always a pleasure listening to you and the insightful topics you discuss. Blessings to you. My name is William Ano Edu, Alliance Ghana. Dr. Cynthia Tego, you are there. Lawyer Martin Pebu in the maze. Adams Nyaho Medical Center, can't wait to listen to the show. Good evening, Adams. From Oduma Sikorobo, John Bonyan. Ajiman Joseph, forgive me, says I'm in touch. Frida Wan from Dansuman. Laurentia from Nungwa. Senyanu from Dowa. Long live Nana. Sebastian from Teshi. Salam, salam, my son in Dowenya. It says, Nana, I am here. I see you, salam. Billy Ocean, I've been told you are tuned in. Listening live from Tumu is Michael. Sedem from Teshi. Good evening. Abeku says playtime is over. Nana Shadrach. Shadrach Seneza from Medina Estates. Well, you know it. Little brown princess is somewhere dancing to her father's sick tune. But we start the way we start. Until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. No, I'll say that again. Folks, I said until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. Hello and welcome to the most opinionated hour on radio and the nation's thought-provoking hour. I am Nana Ansakwa, Chief of the Little Republic of Akwemu Edumasa. It's Monday. It's gone past seven. The roll call is done. Kunti Hini's AC is in the background. So I guess it's time for That's My Opinion. A beautiful ritual performed by patriots, with patriots and above all for patriots. Folks, our topic today, the marriage called engagement. Yes, the marriage called engagement. Now, we have been on an education trip for the past few weeks where we picked, you know, traditional practices and try to find out why it is so. Again, even though, and I said this before, that I am not an authority on the subject, I am glad to share what I know, particularly with the youth, you know, who are coming up, who are a little bit distant from what our traditions are. Now, I'm not saying, you know, this is also very important, folks, because of how the shows have gone. I am not saying that whatever or everything in our tradition is perfect. No, not at all. Not at all. There are things that are very, very unfair. Maybe, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, maybe then because of the limitations of what they knew. But it wasn't perfect. That must be established. However, folks, most of the things we condemn are things we have not bothered to find out, or traditions which we have corrupted by ourselves and then turn around and complain. So we started with, this is the culture, but what was the tradition? We talked about funerals. Then last week, we talked about the legitimacy of the African child. That was about the importance of naming. Today, we are looking at marriage. The marriage called engagement. There's a story of a poultry farmer who found a baby eagle, and he brought it home to the poultry to live amongst the chickens. So when it grew up, it behaved more like your chicken, you know, it refused to fly and it just enjoyed pecking away all the corn with the chickens. Folks, to me, there's nothing wrong in being a chicken and there's nothing wrong in being an eagle. The problem is the eagle living like a chicken. That's where the problem is. Now, that's what you get as I try to explain what this marriage tradition is to you. No one's is right or wrong, but the other copying the other becomes an issue. Now, I want you to pardon me because sometimes I lean towards the Akan sort of system because I'm more familiar with the culture. However, folks, truth be told, I am sure the general view, the general concept is very, very much similar across all cultures. The general view and principles behind all these cultures are quite, the procedures may change, but the principle behind it, it's fairly similar across all cultures. Folks, in Europe, if you want to marry your girlfriend, you can take her to McDonald's, buy her a Big Mac with milkshake, then you hide the ring either in the burger or the drink, sit quietly waiting, hoping she doesn't swallow it, and then when she finds the ring and asks you, "What is this?" you go down on one knee and ask, "Darling, will you marry me?" If she says yes, you are engaged. No mother, no father, no uncle, just you, the beggar, and your now engaged girlfriend. After, both of you pick a phone, inform your parents that you're engaged, or you go and visit them, wave your hands for them to see the ring, and then you break the news. And I don't know, what worry you? Folks, over here, things are a bit different. Here, things are different. That's why I said there's nothing wrong in being an eagle or a chicken. It's living the other one's life that becomes a problem. So, folks, with us, at the point where you decide to take things further, the girl will have to go and ask permission and book an appointment for you to come with your parents and a couple of family elders to see her family. You will then state your intentions. Now, this is the point where if you have thieves in your family, if there are two or more people that have committed suicide, if there's a history of psychosis, if there are some blemishes attached to your family name, you may be rejected. If you go past this hurdle, then you want to know if Efia is married. If not, has anyone come to ask for a hand in marriage? If not, then you shall present a drink to the family to state your intentions. If accepted, then you fix a date that you will come and formally perform the rites. You will ask if there are any particular items that the family would need in terms of the dowry. Should you bring, you know, anything in particular? These days is called the list, which is a whole subject on its own. Now, the drink accepted during the knocking. In the evening, the father or uncle or family head will call the boys around, including the brothers and the siblings. he will announce to them that this morning I had some visitors from the Sintim Misa family. One of their sons wants to marry Efia. This is the drink they brought. He will pour a tot or a shot for all the guys to say that as of today, you have all taken a drink to be informed that Efia is off the market. She's been spoken for. The drink is to serve as a notice, a caution that you have been told. So if any guy is seen talking to Efia, you can question him. When I say talking, but if you see Efia in a dark corner somewhere with her and doesn't look right, you can question. Because you've had a drink. You've been witness that she's been spoken for. Folks, at this point, you can now say you are engaged. Quite a different scenario, you know, from the McDonald's story. It's a bit different. This is where this is how we get engaged. This is the procedure. Your drink should be shared before you know you got engaged. Now, folks, on the day of the marriage, now, folks, please note that in Ghana, a marriage is not between a man and a woman. No, I know. Don't panic. Sounds dodgy. Sounds a bit scary. It's not between a man and a man either. No. A marriage is not between a man and a woman. But here, we as Africans, marriage is about two families. It's about two families. That's why in our tradition, the woman can be in Australia, the man in Japan, but they can still get married in Doma. So far as the two families are available and in agreement, the marriage can happen. But in the Western world, it's the two of you. So when one is not there, the marriage can't happen. Even if the man is at a Akokofuto and the woman is at First Light, if they don't meet up, there's no marriage. So bear in mind that that's how we work. We're working within families. It's not an individual matter. So folks, on the day, the man will bring his family members to the girl's house to formally state their intentions and perform all rites. Her family, obviously, will be waiting. Family here means auntie, uncles, all siblings, and very close relatives. Now, let me do a little education here, folks. My father's brother is my father, and my father's sister is my aunt. My mother's brother is my uncle, and my mother's sister is my mother. So that's how we work. So you cannot have uncles on your father's side. You only have aunties on your father's side, and you only have uncles on your mother's side. So bear that in mind, yeah? I know we call everybody uncle. No, if it's your father's brother, it's your father. Folks, the dowry, which is a major bone of contention. Let me try and see if I can make it clear. One thing is for certain. The woman is not for sale. That is the premises. The woman is not for sale. Now, that should be the premise that, you know, the dowry is going to be recognized. That the dowry is going to be recognized that your wife-to-be comes from a home. The dowry, the first thing, show that your wife-to-be comes from a home. And a community. The dowry is to acknowledge all those who played a part in her life of the wife that made her attracted to you. The dowry is to say you appreciate. Largely, it's more symbolic than an actual costing. So you can't say my daughter went to Harvard, her fees were $40,000, so pay me if you want her. No. Now, you, the man, according to your pocket and your wealth, the value you place on what you are getting, even if the family asks for one cloth for the dad, you can add two more to show gratitude. So the idea is not to demand as though you were selling the child off. The idea is not to demand as though you were selling the child off. Folks, it's quite ridiculous to say that, you know, we want an airline ticket, we want a Rolex watch, mom needs a microwave. It's wrong. It should never be the case that you are using your daughter's marriage to stock up on your material wishes. It should never be the case where you are using your daughter's marriage to stock up on your material wishes. Folks, since we are going, we're doing our tradition, please let's note that from the knocking to the marriage, the groom has actually not said anything. The groom, the guy going to marry, has actually not said anything. His uncle or family head is the one speaking on his behalf and actually asking for the bride on his behalf. It's very important. It's very important. Now, this is where sometimes, you know, we get confused as to who comes out first, the man or the woman. Folks, if the man is not known physically to the family, they haven't seen him before, or some key members of the woman's family have not seen the man before, then yes, the man may come in first so they can see him. But if it's the case where the man is known to the family, then the woman may come first. The father or family head will explain to Ophia the reasons why they have guessed and if they should accept the dowry. Three times. It's important. Because the whole idea about marriage is witnessing, 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 and guarantee, guarantee, guarantee. So three times. If Ophia says yes, then the family will accept. The man then is called and asked if he sent his family to come and ask for the bride on his behalf. If he says yes, we're here. Folks, at this point, Ophia's father will give Ophia to the person acting as family head for the groom. Usually not the father, the father's brother or the father's uncle, somebody from the father's side. He will be told to examine Ophia to see if there are any scars or any missing limbs. They will tell him, the uncle, that at all costs, the daughter must be kept in the same way she was found. The uncle now becomes a guarantor. Should anything happen to Ophia, he will be questioned. He will then inform the groom's father, mother, and the groom that I don't want disgrace. Don't bring any disrepute into this family. So, Kweku, do not disgrace the family. So, as I hand over Ophia to you, please look after her. Under no circumstance should you lift a finger on her. Folks, that is the greatest sin taboo in an African marriage. It is not infidelity. It is not polygamy. It is physical abuse. Yes, that was the red line, to hit a woman. That's why when the woman is pregnant, she's not even forced into marriage. They will tell the man, wait, after the birth, if you still feel the same, you can come forward, because you cannot take the woman under duress and then go and hit the woman. Another important fact. In those days, folks, now this is very important here. In those days, women kept their identity in marriage. So Ophia Dansoa will remain Ophia Dansoa. She will not have to change her name. In those days, there was nothing like a woman's place is the kitchen. A woman's place was where her husband was. So they farmed together. Or if he went fishing, she sold fish. If he went hunting, she sold bush meat. Partnership. They cooked together, pound fufu together, until they had kids who could take over. But somehow, folks, this was not good enough. The women who, you know, started going to school wanted to be married the same way their colonial masters were being married. They also wanted a ring. Dangerously, they wanted their name changed too. Mrs. became a very respectable and prestigious title. Dan Uraire. No, she didn't want to be Uraire Sintimisa. She wanted to be Mrs. Sintimisa. Till this day, not many of us have even bothered to find out why the church white wedding and the state registration even came to be. We just abandoned what we have and we just followed. We just abandoned what we have and we followed. Now, silently, these new rituals came with a sense of ownership. It came with the culture of housewife. We didn't have a housewife. Housewife, Nede. We didn't have a housewife. But this new culture came with a housewife. And finally, it came with the place of the woman being the kitchen. Now, the same woman rose up again that, no, this is not fair. Girl power was in vogue. We want our place. Fighting for what they had all along, but hated because it was African. It wasn't good enough. But yet they had it. If only they had paid attention to the wisdom in ancestry. Folks, if only they are tuned into That My Opinion and listen to Ansakwa. Folks, the history, and that's a good one, the history of the icing cake is the saddest one. Now every man had to get a cake to be cut at their wedding. A tall was not good enough. In fact, a tall was too evil and heathenistic. Icing cake was colorful and fashionable. Before that, we celebrated every important event with a tall and eggs. A tall being just mash yam mixed with palm oil. Today, without finding out why, we have condemned a tot to the gallows. Because it's African, it's devilish, and it's just too wrong. There are people who will not see a tot a mile away from their house. Never. A tot means Lucifer. Folks, the mixture of palm oil into mash yam signifies that what God has put together, let no one separate. It means that what God has ordained, He has ordained. It meant that the nyamie shrano was shrano. It means that the nyamie kano unto me inside. That was all a torment. That what God had put together, you couldn't separate anymore. And the egg, as we all know, symbolizes the perfect symbol of life. The egg is a symbol of perfect life. So even if you were, you know, in a near miss instead of an accident, they give you an egg to eat to symbolize your life back. There was no evil motive. Folks, the cake and candles, on the other hand, has so many superstitious links to spirits and goddesses of the West. But do we care? After all, if it's good for the white man, then it should be good for us. From generations through the Bible to our forefathers, marriage is strictly a family business. And if the family agrees, particularly the father of the bride, and the two have sex after the marriage, it's sealed in heaven. Just like Abraham and all our fathers before us, it's sealed in heaven. No need for white gowns and borrowed traditions. No need for white gowns, borrowed traditions. Let's go back to the traditions that made women equal to men. Let's go back to the traditions that made women kept their identity. That women were protected, that when men were going into marriage, they were warned several times not to abuse their wives. Let's go back to it. It was all not bad. Yes, maybe back in those days, if somebody was psychologically abusing you, it wasn't accepted that you leave a marriage. Now we know. But at least they gave us the premises that physical abuse is not. What we do is build upon what they left. But not just discarding and say, oh, the makeup artist comes, white gown, and 10 marriages, sevenfold between the last 5 years. 10 marriages, 7 won't go past 5 years. And those days, folks, those.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Please. Somehow, they managed to work things out because it wasn't about two people anymore. It was two families together. It wasn't about two people anymore. It was two families coming together. Nana, thanks for the education on marriage. Nana, please, I want to ask this question. On the day of going to seek the lady's hand in marriage, why wouldn't the man talk but rather the head of the family? Shouldn't the man also go with the family to seek for the lady's hand in marriage? And please, I need a podcast. Adam Nyaho Medical Clinic. Yes, the man will go with the family head. But the family head will speak and say, since you're Adam, maybe Mr. Adam, this is my nephew, Nana Nsakwao. He's come to report, you know, tell me that there's a lady in this house that he wants to get married to. And that's why we are here to ask you. So the man, the head of the family, then starts becoming a guarantor. Because at every given time, they put a filter in, they put a barrier in. So that when the marriage starts, it's not between you and your husband anymore, but they are guarantors. So that there's anything your husband will do to you, he has to think that, hey, hold on, and decides to meja warrior or misbehave. It was just a filter, it was just a buffer to protect the woman. And 0302-216-541. Saying is that the traditional marriage, folks, did not look down on women. It didn't say the woman's place was in the kitchen. It is when we became so-called civilized that we created all these noose around our necks. You didn't even have to change your name. You kept your identity, but you were still married and recognized. Well, Sesame is on the line. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Mama, my name is Sesame.
Let me hear you.
I'm good. And I just want to say thank you so much for this education. Some of us didn't know it like this, but if we always have such programs, it would bring us back on course. So thank you so much. God bless you and keep it up.
God bless you too, Sesame. 0302216541. Kwabna is on the line. Hello, Kwabna.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Nice program.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a few thoughts about what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what you just explained, the way we used to do it previously, isn't bad, but I also feel it has a little bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the current one wanted to fix, but even fixing it either. I have a difficulty understanding the setting. The whole setting seems and sounds to me like the man is coming for the woman. So the woman is more or less like a product. I mean, the man has to give a token, has to appreciate the family. It's not vice versa. Somebody from you have to make sure that you don't touch the woman the way it is, bring it as it is. It's like objectification or kind of a product, especially when the same thing is not done to the man. So there is a bit of inequality with sex, and that inequality was being fixed by the foreign, you know, the foreign aspect, like you said, is the man and woman. Over time, family has lost its essence. In today's world, the way we know family back in those days isn't as it is now. It is not, the difficulty in life, trying to make a living itself, has reduced the family essence and value. And if you don't control something, if you don't make something, you can't control it. So in today's world, uncles and aunties are busy taking care of their own children. So you cannot then come and be the one to direct and be the one to be a spokesperson for a nephew or a niece who you have nothing against, because the world has changed as it were. So that individualism, it is because of how the world is. So I think that we should look for how to if my family likes me and they have trained me well, and I go out there and pick a woman, they should accept. Because the first thing, they're not in my life. I made my life. And I have gone to the market, bought something. The lady too has that same right. So the two of us can decide to marry with understanding of our parents. If they have anything to say, we will accept. If they don't have anything to say, we move on. So I think we should see how we will fix independency, the world of family, because family is not as strong as it used to be. And then also equality. Somebody is not coming for somebody. We are coming for each other to be together, not I am coming to take you to be with me. That equality has to be there. If not, we will still see one person being the other. I mean, that is how I feel the problem with.
I think we agree and disagree on certain points. I mean, the clause was put in there because physically the woman was disadvantaged in terms of if there was a fight, physically the woman was disadvantaged. So it was a bias clause to protect the woman. The man, 9 out of 10, the woman would be disadvantaged if there was a fight. I know maybe there will be one or two men who could be trashed by a woman, but the bias was to protect the woman. Ajima is on the line. Hello, Ajima.
Good evening, Nana. I hope you are doing well.
I'm good, my brother.
Oh, Nana, thank you for this informative program. Nana, I don't want to comment much, but my question is, Nana, being an opinion leader and a chief, can't you, the National House of Chiefs and the Regional House of Chiefs, come together and advocate on issues that we used to, practice that was helping us, and now we have left them down, which is, eating us up, so that we go back and take what we used to do to help us? Because the opinion leaders, chiefs, I think you can raise issues that we can follow for us to go back to do the right things. Because now you are being lost, following the white man's procedure. And what can you do to help?
What can I do to help? What's a big question. Nana, is all what you said, the marriage standard of all cultures in Ghana, or very typical to the account, my people only, like in the USA. I I can say with, you know, some certainty that, look, it's a general principle cross board. I don't think there's any culture who says, yes, come and take my daughter and, you know, abuse my daughter. Coming up next, though, is the Overdrive with Iggy, followed by the Late Night Express with George Quay, my good friend George Quay. So stay tuned right after Opinion. They will be here to entertain you even further. Iggy will be doing Overdrive and then Late Night Express by George Quay. Fred is on the line. Freddie.
Yes, Nana.
Let me hear you.
My issue is, I thought you didn't do much to help with the Western marriage process. It's in line with your very early statement that you made that you don't have an issue with anyone being an eagle or a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You've done very well to explain to us the African context of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But you are rather silent on the Western marriage practices or the processes. It leaves me wondering whether you don't, you have brought up the values in our marriage processes and patterns, so we compare it against the Western cultures and decide to come home, or that perhaps in your view the Western cultures have their own setbacks that don't help us.
Well, see, I was saying that I'm not speaking against the Western culture, that's theirs, but
no,
I'm saying
didn't.
Yeah, but I'm saying that
you didn't bring out positive, if any, for example, the reasons why they did any of those things, the candles, the cake, as opposed to the auto and all the rest from outside. If you had done a comparison, that is, if you had some information, perhaps maybe people would think twice and then.
Okay, towards the end, I thought I told you that the icing cake, the candle thing, was a superstition that they fed to their, you know, their goddesses. That was their thing. We also had a talk which we believe that what God put together, nobody put asunder. That was our reasons for a talk. So I don't see why you stop the talk and then rather go and get what somebody was giving to their goddess and then use because it looked prettier.
So then maybe my last appeal is, can you be back on the drive? So you teach, explain, and perhaps give us genuine reasons to want to go back to a talk and all others. Because I think these values are unknown to many of us, and therefore settling for the cake and all those other processes perhaps come very easy to us.
It does. I agree. I think I agree with you. It comes easy to us. You're born, you see everybody doing it, and so you just do it.
Yeah.
And nobody actually pauses. I mean, the whole reason about this thing was, you know, the church started preaching against fornication. Okay. Families were also, you know, doing their marriages. So the church couldn't tell whether you were married or not. So they decided that no, for everybody to marry, they have to come to the church so that they knew that you were not fornicating. It got to a time everybody is getting married. The church decided that, listen, I can't keep record of everybody getting married. So now the state should go and register people who are married, and then we just bless them, the state marry, and then you have your certificate so that we know you're not, you know, fornicating. So, I mean, that's the trajectory that we also just followed. But you ask ourselves, did we have a problem if we got married, if you went to marry, was there a problem? Maybe we didn't, but because somebody was doing it, we just followed it.
Yeah.
Okay. But thanks for the call anyway. But Quay is on the line. Hello, Quay.
Hello, Nana. Good evening.
Good evening.
Nana, let me use this opportunity to congratulate all women in this country.
Amen.
I think they celebrated their day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nana, this is such a very lovely conversation we are discussing. Mm-hmm. Even though I haven't gotten to that side as yet, I haven't married yet, but I will do. But looking at the process as in the olden days, how we used to get married, in fact, Nana, I believe we have to go back for that again. Why am I saying that? Nowadays, people get into marriage and then there is a whole lot of abuses, and this the husband is always beating the wife. Why? Because they didn't pass through that process. And the process of seeing the uncle, seeing the brothers, seeing the aunties, serves as a check. so that anytime you want to do anything, excuse me, to use stupid, you will mind of your actions before, you know, going ahead to do anything. So the youth should go back and take the olden days style of getting married, and I believe that will help us to succeed in our marriages. Thank you very much.
And I thank you very much for calling. It's 0302-216-541. KB is on the line. Hello, KB.
Yes. Thank you very much, Nana, for this explanation. Now, it's a father who goes to pick up a woman for the son.
Yeah.
These days, man is independent. The woman is independent. You know, these two people who are both independent, you know, in their professionals, whatever. How do they come together and live peacefully?
Well, it's so simple. I mean, I don't think there's any more, there's a woman more independent than my wife. But I just can't go and pick her up from the Standpoint studio and say, yeah, that's your ring, let's get married. No, I had to go and find her paternal uncle because her father was dead. So paternal uncle becomes a father. I had to send, you know, imagery to the house to go and inform.
I see all that. But I'm thinking of the career woman meeting a career man.
Yeah.
And they come to, what do they have?
Well, at the point where you decide to take your relationship further, you need to bring the families involved.
They've gone through the whole process.
Uh-huh.
They've gone through the process, you know, all the process. But how would they be able to live together? You know, what advice would you give for them to live together?
Well, the advice I give to any modern couple today is, you know, reduce your expectations, because, you know, you can't marry your wife as though Abraham married Sarah. No. You know, now, you know, your wife is probably a lawyer or a judge. You know, you are probably a businessman. And so then the idea of this, you know, making things gender-based. Oh, is the woman who sweeps, is the woman who cooks, is the woman who... Those things should now get off the board and make everything is gender-neutral, apart from giving birth. Once you can accept that things are gender-neutral, I'm sure, you know, both of you can live very fine. Noti Fafa is on the phone. Hello, Noti Fafa. Oh, the line cuts. 0302-216-541. Yeah, the modern day couple, you know, they are both hunters and they are both gatherers. There's no hunter and a gatherer now. We are all hunting and we are all gathering. And so if we're all doing that, then there should be really a lot of gender balance in today's marriage. You must have a lot of gender balance. You cannot tilt it in any way. Nancy is on the line. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Nana.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Let me hear you.
Wow. Thank you for your program this evening. It's very enlightening.
Good.
My question is, mm-hmm. is it very necessary for either party to be present on the day of the marriage itself, be it the groom or the bride, if either of them is away, out of the country?
No, it's not necessary. You see, that's why I said, because with us, it's the families that are merging, the individuals don't necessarily have to be there. The marriage can still come on. So far as everybody is in agreement, I mean, your husband agrees to marry you, you agree to marry your husband, your father is happy with it, the families can come together and do everything on your behalf and you're married.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Kobe is on the line.
Yes, Mona.
Yes, Kobe.
Yes, I like the what you just said. You said that in marriage, you should live up, or everything should be gender equality apart from childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm asking myself, why don't we apply that to the process before marriage? Why don't we do the whole procedure before marriage equal, as in it shouldn't be the man is supposed to do this, the woman is supposed to do that, but it's supposed to be our children, all me and my wife want to do this. We all decide to do this. It shouldn't be somebody has to do this and somebody has to feel like I am paying a price as it's cost, a bride price. And somebody's not paying a bride price and somebody is showing an appreciation, somebody's not sure. If we begin to see ourselves equal, somebody didn't pay a price, somebody didn't show appreciation, then in the marriage, we will all appreciate each other. But if I have to pay a price to get you, then I have to now get the results of the price I paid. And so we will not be able to be gender equal.
Well, that's why if the dowry is not buy me a microwave, buy me a plane ticket to Dubai and all those ridiculous things, then no. But, I mean, if I've groomed my daughter and you want to come and marry my daughter, you're saying that you're just going to completely disregard me, just come and take her and go? You know, you just show an appreciation. The dowry is to just respect what I put in my daughter. You know, that's why I'm saying that it's, for the families too, you know, giving your daughter away shouldn't be a means of, you know, stocking up on your material wishes. No. Martin is on the line.
Okay, good evening, Nana.
Good evening, Martin.
Yeah, thanks for the education. I think the principles, as you said, is widespread, like it's very common. And networks also have the same reasons for those things.
Mm-hmm.
But as things stand now, it's not possible. It's not, we can't go back to that process whereby you invite your auntie, call your uncles. It's not going to be possible.
It's possible. What we call engagements today, it's our traditional marriage. It happens every day.
Yes.
So, you know, a couple of people have said, oh, we can't do it today. We do. We still do it. It's just that we have lowered the meaning, you know, thinking that, well, I'll fully get married after I do the teeny. But you are completely married after the traditional marriage.
Exactly. But the thing is, going back will be very problematic. So all we have to focus on now is to resolve the issues now. Marriage is for mature people. So when the woman sees a man and knows that she's interested, she will reason and know that what she's getting into, she has to think through it. It's not that you just find an easy target to blame for the reasons why marriages are collapsing. It's not the foreign processes that are responsible. It's the kind of people we have now, the way we are raised. So let's focus on that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my brother. Thanks, Nana, for education. I was living with my grandma just before I got married, the traditional marriage. After the ceremony was over and everyone left, I went to the room to freshen up and get some rest. My grandmother just sent me packing straight to my husband's home. The same night, she told me that was what they recognized as the marriage and not the white wedding. Eugenia, Sintim, Eddie. But something is on the line. Something.
Hello, Nana.
Long time no hear.
Hey, Nana, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Nana, in fact, that's a nice topic. Last week and this week.
Great.
And God bless you.
God bless you too.
My contribution is this. They made us stood in front of the altar with the vows, the oath, and they themselves commit adultery. They don't see anything wrong. They commit adultery and they are covering a catastrophic. And God bless you.
God bless you too. That's my son, Samson, all the way in Akosombo, 0302216541. Probably squeezing one last call. Fred is on the line. Freddie.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Fred.
Hey, Nana. Good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for the insightful stuff that you always discuss with us. And this thing's always, prevail to we, the young guys in the system for now. Because for you, you've seen it too. That's why you're advising us for us to think forward and then know that what is good for us, we're able to inculcate our life to it so that it will help us for the long run. Not just for the, you know, short run. But, you know, most of us now getting into marriage now, you know, our lifestyle is into that kind of lustful and that kind of, you know, trying to do something that I've got the woman, I've got the man, who is that best person to me, I'm supposed to do. You know, it will never help. We're all supposed to think of long term of livelihood. And then when we continue to do that, we are supposed to do in terms of marital procedures and everything, we'll be able to make it as part of our lifestyle. And then parents too must also understand that, listen, what your children are going into is a long-term thing. So you should advise them to do it properly. It's not like somebody is telling them that, or a pastor or any other pastor from anywhere telling them that, oh, you're supposed to get married because just then if you do it this way, it's possible. No, we are supposed to, as parents who knows where we came from, are supposed to advise our children. And it goes out to all our grandparents and whoever that we have. They should advise us, because what we are going into for now is not going to end now. It is our future. You are seeing so many young people going into marriage, and within some few weeks, few months, few years, it derails. And what is the benefit for us? It is chaos.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Nana. I think we should place the blame on the church and the elimination of the traditional family unit. All our old ladies and our witches and our family members, the reasons for our misfortune. I read somewhere that one of the reasons for the low divorce rate in Asia is still the tight family ties. We should build on the good of the past and not just allow foreign indoctrination to let us cast away our heritage. Lord have mercy. Odote ni odote. Kwame is on the line. Hello, Kwame.
Kwame is here. Good evening, boss.
Good evening, Kwame.
Thank you very much for educating us all, as all you. Last week I mixed the program, but today I'm blessed.
Good.
What I want to say is that when the two families come together, there's a blessing in it. When you look around, when they come together and they pronounce their blessings, it takes lifelong journey. And it supports the two couples and gives them that spiritual backing. But just imagine, when you meet the two mates on the street and they come together as husband and wife, it doesn't take long time. They break apart. So I'm happy you educate us this evening.
Thank you, thank you. I'm happy that you tuned in. The times have changed, but the principles should be the same. The times have changed, but the principles should be the same. You see, there's this general connotation that, oh, tradition don't respect women. Tradition, like, sort of pushes women to the side, doesn't respect women. No, it is a corrupted tradition. It is a very, very corrupted tradition. So in our tradition, the woman kept her identity. In our tradition, the woman was really, really protected with witnesses and guarantors. Was who we were. Coming up is the Overdrive with Iggy, followed by the Late Night Express with the almighty George Quay. Me, I am Nana Nsakwa, and I believe there's a lot of wisdom in our ancestry. May not have been perfect, the times have changed, but the principles must be the same. So I say that until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. And to Mr. Cleland Tevi, Eugenia Sintim Tevi says thank you so much for pampering her yesterday. And to all mothers out there, Vanessa, Awood Ansua, Edie, Angela Lasse, the list goes on. Happy Mother's Day to all of you.